All right. Good morning, everybody. I'm going to read something this morning because I don't know if there was confusion, but it was actually a tough chapter last week, prayer tools. And so I'm just going to read what I wrote back in response to Ricky. I thought Ricky's assignment actually was really good, but I didn't send it out to everybody. And I'm going to read what I wrote because I think it kind of helps bring it together. So I wrote this. I wrote, Patrick likes to say there's no such thing as unanswered prayer. I want to argue the point, but there's really no reason to do so. God either says yes, no, wait, or gives an answer that we are not expecting. And if I'm not careful, I won't see it. And quite frankly, personally, I think most of our prayers are answered in that manner. And so if we're not paying attention, you know, we'll drive right by the answer to prayer. Fear and terror will drive me to prayer, but it's not the terror of driving off a 1,500-foot cliff. That's a totally different kind of terror. God in his mercy will hear my cry, and the 1,500-foot cliff may turn out to be a 15-foot drop off a ledge, and I'm saved from the 1,500-foot dive. But mostly it is fear. I fear I'm going to lose my business, and along with it, everything else. I cried to God for help. The answer? Yes. The way I expected? No. Did it turn out that his way, his answer, is best? Absolutely. It's interesting, though, as I've grown, things have changed, and fear has turned to faith as I've seen God work. Patrick used to always say, boy, in some of those tough times, you know, if you don't have faith right now, borrow a little bit of mine. And I used to kind of go, what in the world does he mean by that? But I found on the other side of it, I really understand it in a much deeper way. By the time I got kicked out of chapter 11, and yes, I got kicked out, and into a chapter 7, which means the company had to close, it was not so much fear, but what in the world am I going to do now, God? How are you going to make lemonade out of this bunch of sour lemons? There was relief getting kicked out, quite frankly, but there's also a deep unknown in how it was all going to work out. The unknown continued to drive me to prayer and trust. Yes, I stumbled and bumbled along the way, but I can see it was all his plan to get me to my original blueprint. God took me all the way back to ground zero, literally. No money, no bank, one lousy contract. I'm not sure who had more faith, God or Patrick, but I just kept working, and over time the company became what I always dreamed it to be. And I believe what God wanted it to be. And that, to me, was interesting. The thought I had 20-some years ago about going into business and what the company has become today are the same. And it really is God answering a prayer from 20-some years ago to get to where I am today. But I took a lot of detours along the way. Let's put it that way. That was my prayer. I wanted to be the best. And this week, I've been in one meeting and one phone call where I was told that I was high bid. But they wanted Durst Builders to do the job. That is God at work. That is an amazing answer to prayer. Several people this year have told me that I have a hell of a company. That blows my mind. Am I proud? Yes. I also know, to God be the glory, great things he has done. There can be two responses to such success. One is to run off and forget God, and the other is to get on my knees and thank him over and over that he could have so much grace for a sinner like me. And if he can, will do it for a sinner like me, he will do it for anyone. The miracles that are happening right now and have happened are impossible without God. Prayer tools for me, Wednesday morning, drives me to prayer, drives me to the word, and drives me to ask God for wisdom. Talks with Patrick, I have to stay focused and be on my game, the authentic game. CPR, cash flow, pay attention. Lay it before God. Family. God is doing, has done miracles in my family. Never forget, John. Shortcoming, sin, and temptation, they scream at me moment by moment to drive me back to him. Two verses come to mind when I think of these things. One is 1 John 1:8-9. If we claim to be without sin, if we get too proud, that's what we'll do. We deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we just confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. And then to Mark 9:28-29, because I was in a pickle, let me tell you guys. And after Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, why couldn't we drive it out? Like, why couldn't we do this? Were you able to do it and not us? And he replied, this kind comes out only by prayer. And those are the things that drive me to prayer, drive us to prayer, and hone it. And they're kind of like that. They make us that key that gets us into his presence. It's that thing that drives us back to him, to get closer to him. Anyway, let's pray as we now today. All right. I love Patrick ended there, work in the fields of the Lord. And sometimes I think we can twist that to mean I've got to go, you know, I don't know, stand on a street corner and preach. And maybe that is what you need to do if that's what the Lord's called you to do. But maybe the field is working your family, your business, and all the things that he has laid on your list, that's on your list to do today. And be faithful to it. You know, it's just being faithful to our businesses, faithful to our families, faithful and working. And as we're faithful and we're in doing those things that he has called us to do, then, you know, we honor him. We honor him. And we're able to give testimony to so many by being faithful and all those on the little things that he has for us today. And I think we can all have been had out of control schedules. I feel like I'm on the verge of that. So I have to look at it and go, okay, what needs to be done? And where do I need to put things in order? And what do I, so that it's not out of control. Anyway, that one really reached out to me this morning. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the opportunity we have today. Lord, you say we can't worry about tomorrow, but we can take care of what we have today. And so we pray that we would just faithfully go out in prayer, asking and seeking the opportunity to continue on throughout this day and to take care of all the little things that you have before us. And Lord, may our lives be a testimony to the world around us. Lord, may we truly be the salt and the light that you have called us to be. As we go out, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time. We thank you for the opportunity to be together on another Wednesday morning. And we pray for another Wednesday morning next week. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.